anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, obviously, out today. He is at state basketball tournaments. You can hear girls basketball all day long. Actually, if you flip over right now, you can hear the Adams Central Patriots, although we don't want you to flip over right now, but 12:30 a.m., that game going on, 10:45, Adams Central. Lady Patriots, they take on Alliance in Class B. Also on the docket for today's game, Power 99, 2 o'clock, you will hear Ravenna taking on the 8-seed Tri-County. Later on at 7 o'clock, you will hear on Power 99, the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs taking on the 7-seed Newcastle. And at that same time, 94.5 The Breeze will have Minden, the 8-seed, taking on Bishop Newman. Following that on The Breeze, Silver Lake will play Deschler. Fourth time those ladies meet today. So a lot of girls basketball. We will try and update you on the early round of scores. The one score we do have, 58-38. Lincoln Southeast has advanced. KK Hauser, 33 points. Sat down with 5.5 minutes remaining in that ball game. One point, Derek tells me, shy of the Class A single game scoring record, the Purdue recruit. And, when I asked Ron Powell that question yesterday about the best players in the state, I was talking boys and girls. I was talking boys with Stu Pospisil. That's what we talk. And Stu says, KK Hauser. That's pretty impressive. Doug out today, I've got Buck Mahoney.
Actually, there's a few other, before you get going here, there's a few other scores to pass along. Perkins County winning over Concordia. That's a 2-7, 45-36 this morning in C2. On Class B, number 2 Seward, a 51-47 winner over number 7 Omaha Scutt. And looks like one more score to pass along here in D2. A number 1 seed Chambers beating, looks like, Spalding Academy, 79-37.
Chambers advancing. No real surprises, I don't think. Perkins County, obviously the 2 seed there. And with Sarah Williams, the talented senior, they're leading, one of the state leading scorers. From Perkins County, Sarah Wilson, at 20.2 points a game, followed Jordan Hooper is the only one in their state tournament, averages more points than her out of Alliance. So those are a rundown of the girls' state basketball scores. Buck Mahoney joins us in studio. Buck, welcome to our show, and thanks so much for stopping by for the hour. How are you?
I got to be here for a whole hour.
The whole hour. Actually, we got some breaks and stuff, so it's really not
actually now, only so. 50 minutes. So.
Only 50 minutes.
Yeah, from now.
Then we'll let you go.
I'll have time to hit the hospitality room.
The green room. The green room.
Healthy room.
We have one of those? I don't even know about that.
No, we don't. No, it's a very limited supply. It's called a closet for us here. But
I was pretty sure I was promised a hospitality room. I don't show up any place where there isn't a hospitality room. What's the deal?
Buck, obviously, we were talking about some stuff the other day, last second. There's some great moments in this time of year as we get up to March Madness, whether it be girls' state basketball. Then all of a sudden, last night, national news, T.O. And you can listen to the other 24 hours of this radio station for updates on T.O. You're kind of a Cowboy hater, like a lot of people. And that's fine. That's Doug and I, Cowboy lovers, and I just cannot believe how bad T.O. is getting bashed this morning and how they want to give the power to Tony Romo. Tony Romo couldn't hit T.O. when he's running wide open, and that's T.O.'s fault?
And even when he did hit him, T.O. would drop it. So it was kind of fun to watch. I just
cannot believe that he can be that big of a cancer on a team. How far do you have to go down the pecking order of wide receivers in the NFL before Terrell Owens' name comes up? 6, 8?
I don't know if you got to go that far. You know, wide receivers are talented. There's a lot of talented wide receivers,
but he's
they come with baggage.
They come with baggage, but he's the only receiver in the NFL to catch 10 touchdowns the last 3 years. He comes with production as well. And I just, to throw him out after Jerry Jones says, if we're going to do something, you know, I don't know how he put it, basically, we'd have probably done something by now. And then all of a sudden last night, boom, like we kick him out the door. Roy Williams is gone. I understand you wanted Jason Witten, fine. He led the team in catches with 81. Then it was T.O. Now you go down, Roy Williams, that's your number one option next year? Where's the disparity between Roy Williams and Terrell Owens? About 50 picks?
Well, I kind of liked Roy Williams when he was in Detroit.
But I think with Terrell gone, I think now it's going to open up the game more for Witten. Witten's obviously going to be the key piece of that passing offense. But Roy Williams is going to have more catches next year. I think he's going to come into his own. He'll have an off season to get adjusted without T.O. around now. I think he'll play a lot better next year. And you know what they say, Daddy? Receivers, I mean, as good as T.O. is, dime a dozen, plug somebody else in there. You may not get the production of T.O., but as long as you get a decent player that's going to contribute to the team and not be a cancer. I like the point that Colin Coward made this morning. He said, there's a lot of people saying that, T.O. was a good teammate. Yeah, who? Pac-Man Jones? Tank Johnson? These guys are probably the ones saying, T.O.'s a good teammate. It looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
On my fantasy team, I don't pick, I put my wide receivers clear at the bottom because about the third week of the season, you can find two or three pretty good wide receivers.
Fair enough, but I don't know that you find that number one receiver.
All right. Yep.
How many people out there have that number one guy? Does Matt Castle have that number one guy? Does Matt Castle have that number one guy in Dwayne Bowe? I don't know. He's not a glaring number one. You got Andre Johnson. You got Fitzgerald and Bolden. Okay, those guys. I mean, those guys to me, boom. There's the top. Now you start going down. Is T.O. next? Oh, he's getting older and he's lost a step. Roy Williams had 19 catches, 198 yards, and one touchdown. He makes you double team him. How many other receivers out there make you double team him? Three? Those other three guys that I mentioned? And on Arizona, you got two, so you can't put anybody in the box, and the run game should be amazingly improved after last year when you see that on both sides that you got to have people out there. I just can't believe I know that there's a lot of receivers out there, but I still think Terrell Owens. I mean, Laverness Coles, Santana Moss, those guys aren't in his category. You put the little Royal guy from Denver up there, one of those up-and-coming guys, he's a different beast. And we just threw him out on the street?
Addition by subtraction.
I heard that. I don't understand.
It's one of my favorite phrases in sports, addition by subtraction. Get rid of a player and be surprised how. Get rid of your best player, see how good everybody else gets.
See, of course, last night I started getting text messages, you know, people laughing, pointing the finger at Cowboy fan. Well, a lot of the people doing that were the people that don't have an NFL team, so you can't say really anything to them, but they can, you know, they just pick out their buddies and give their buddies ribbon. And I'm like, come on, how do you throw this guy out? I just still don't understand how you do it.
He makes too much money, and he's too much of a problem.
But now, where's he going to go?
Well, there's, 30 other teams.
But Dallas was the only one that came calling the last time he was out looking for a job.
But see, that's what I'm saying. When you start to add up his career, he was playing so great with San Fran, then kind of left there on bad terms, played great for a little while with the Eagles, left there on bad terms. Now he's played a good season with the Cowboys. I'd say he's probably leaving on bad terms the way they're releasing him. So, I mean, you know, fool me once, you fool me twice. I mean, hey, you got to add all this up at some time and just say, you know what, I don't, the way that he's been shipped around, the way the teams have let him go, he's just, he's a cancer. He's not a good teammate. And at what point do you sacrifice chemistry for a player, especially a player that, yeah, he's a receiver. He's not doing anything unless you throw the ball to him. He's not doing anything unless he gets open. I mean, there's a,
if it's chemistry,
it's a quarterback,
Derek,
it might be a different story.
If it's chemistry, and Romo's a good player in the NFL, good, serviceable, maybe I give Romo the benefit of the doubt. How many games does he just suck? When's he going to be held accountable for his suckability? Oh, Cowboy fans, it's just a bad, bad day. And Jason Witten, love to have Jason Witten. Wonderful. But now Roy Williams, Sam Hurd, Patrick Creighton, Austin Miles. That group doesn't seem to stack up around the league to me.
Go fish Terry Glenn out of retirement, isn't he? What's he doing?
I like Terry Glenn.
Yeah, he made some plays.
I liked him.
He made some plays.
But I just don't think there's that. T.O. is different. LeBron James
T.O.'s different. That might be his problem.
He's never made the step that Randy Moss made, though. Randy Moss used to have the same reputation as T.O., and then Randy went to the Patriots, and everyone was, oh, God, he's going to destroy the Patriots. But he shrunk his head. He bought into the team aspect of the game. Obviously, he was getting his catches in that system with Tom Brady throwing it to him. But at the same time, he overcame all of those old, you know, all of the old stereotypes about him and really came into his own. T.O. has just never been able to do that. I don't know what it is about him, how he rubs people the wrong way, what he does in that locker room, but there's just something not right when you add his career all up, just something not right there. As talented as he is.
All I'm saying is you line those guys up, I would think you got as far as different, just different ones in the NFL at that position. I think in Randy Moss certainly much up there. Can T.O. make that transformation and do what Randy Moss did? That remains to be seen. Can he go to the background where the camera's not always on him? I don't know that. No, I mean, Bug's shaking no. I don't know, but all the Cowboy bashers are out in full force today. I don't cap room, salary room. Will there be a salary cap next year? You would think that Jerry Jones would be one of those guys with the Super Bowl coming to Dallas that may have a chance to go out and buy himself a team. Well, letting T.O. go certainly eliminates one of those pieces you thought if you were going to buy a team that he would be on it, wouldn't you? It's gone. He's gone, along with Roy Williams, the safety. Gone. Now Roy Williams is the one that supposedly wanted out of Dallas. They're going to have to re-sign DeMarcus Ware. That's got to be goal number one. And you got Mr. Haynesworth just signs for $100 million. That obviously ups the ante. DeMarcus Ware had to be a very happy day for DeMarcus Ware, did it not?
What did Dallas finish at this season? They go 10-6, 11-5? What did they finish?
No, 9-7.
Did they go 9-7? I can't even remember.
They went in the crapper towards the end of the year.
I bet you, with that minus T.O., they'll have a better record next year.
I agree with you.
Minus Tony Romo will have a better record.
You're being awful hard on Romo.
Yeah, you are being awful hard on Romo. But it's easy. I mean, the quarterback's always the scapegoat. When things are going bad, the quarterback's always the scapegoat because generally everything goes through him. But they're going to get that running game going again. They're not going to have to concentrate on getting the ball to T.O. to keep him happy. Roy Williams. This is going to help out Roy Williams, too. Mark my words.
We'll have about three wins, and then we'll have to go after a quarterback in the first round. That's my worst fear. Looks like Philadelphia is going to get playmakers to help out Donovan McNabb. That's what he's asked for. They will make moves to upgrade their people and personnel around him. Washington's already got them, right? I mean, they're adding pieces as we speak. Well, they cut Jason Taylor, which Jason Taylor's looking forward to, you know, playing with Albert Haynesworth. He wouldn't commit to going to 75% of the offseason workouts. He wanted to be with his family. He's going to make $8 million and $500,000 to show up at those deals. He wouldn't do that.
Got an email here to the Dent Popper inbox from our buddy Ken. Always the optimist, Ken is. Big Daddy, I agree with you. This is a sad, sad day. Since T.O., Tank, and Pac-Man will no longer wear the silver star on their helmet, this is a real bummer. I was hoping they'd hang around at least another 3 years or so to wreak havoc in that Cowboys locker room. To all of us Cowboy haters, this is a sad day. Ken.
I agree with it. Smart guy.
You got to
clean house every now and then, and you clean out the trouble, not the guys that, you know.
We don't even have a first-round draft pick as Cowboys. The Cowboys don't have a first-round draft pick. We're going to the second round, and it looks like we're going to have to get a wide receiver.
But of any team, what everyone was always saying last year, top to bottom on the roster, which team had the most talent, the most former Pro Bowlers? Dallas. So, if anyone could, as Buck said, if anyone could do the addition by subtraction, it's Dallas. They still have enough talent on that team to do some things. So, I think you're more sky is falling this morning, I think, with this than anything. T.O., I think you may have a misconception there of how good T.O. was with that team.
I'm waiting to see if Romo can play quarterback in this league and not look like an idiot. And not overthrow people by 4 yards. I still see visions of Terrell Owens running down the middle of the field and the ball being 5 yards over his head. And I'm not talking once or twice.
I have visions of it hitting him in the numbers and falling on the ground. But.
Alligator arms. I've got visions of that, too. Jim from Grand Island chiming into the Den Popper inbox here. As great as the talent T.O. was, Dallas will be a better team without him. I'm a huge Dallas fan, and I'm glad he's gone. Look at who wins championships in pro football. They are the teams, not individuals. Jim from Grand Island.
I agree, Jim. They are the teams. But the teams that win titles all have quarterbacks that are winners. They all have quarterbacks that have willed them. Ben Roethlisberger doesn't do anything pretty, but he wins. Somehow, he finds a way. And a lot of times, it's not until 5 minutes left in the game, and it looks like they have no chance. He finds a way to win. Eli Manning found a way to get it done against the Patriots. Romo has never found a way to win a big game, let alone a Super Bowl or a playoff game.
You think he's been practicing holds? That, getting the ball down, laces
never,
out.
Never should have been in that position
hold.
To begin with.
Well, true, true. I like bashing on the Cowboys a little bit myself.
I still just don't. For all the hatred out there towards T.O., I'm thinking he's the only one to me that showed any heart, any desire last year when things weren't going good. He was the one. He played hard for the whole last season. I don't think anybody ever said he was Randy Moss on a running play. He was taking the two steps and walking back to the huddle like Randy Moss did in Minnesota, like Randy Moss did in Oakland. I just don't know how you get rid of a talent like him. You want to trade the guy and get something in return for him? I'm all for it. But just to cut him, I'll be interested to see how many teams line up for him. Because last time this happened, no one did, other than the Cowboys. Now, Chris Carter says Minnesota, Atlanta. You right away, Buck, said, I don't see Atlanta because, and I thought that was a good point.
Right. I don't think Atlanta will go after him because they've got an image problem that they're working on after Michael Vick. And they're not going to take on anybody that's going to make headlines that other than, you know, the church social.
There you go. Well, and that's probably a great point. You know, Arthur Blank's sitting there, I really don't need another. I've had enough pain in my ass lately. I don't need another one. Minnesota, Brad Childress. Now, Charlie Casserly on NFL Network this morning saying, well, it's pretty apparent, Oakland will be calling. And right away, I'm like, oh, no. And Tom Cable immediately had to be cringing, put in a bad situation there.
I like Cincinnati because they haven't learned their lesson yet.
They're moving Hushmanzad out and T.O. in. Poor Kyle Larson. What do you think he's like in that locker room?
A stranger.
Carson Palmer and Kyle Larson and Shane Graham. Do they have their own little corner?
Probably have their own locker room.
Probably
a couple offensive linemen in there.
Yeah, there you go. Three offensive linemen. Shane Graham, Kyle Larson, and Carson Palmer.
We're up against it a little bit. We head to the Dent Popper inbox going to break here. From Mark and Minden, let the national shows talk about this stuff. Talk about the Huskers and some local stuff. Buck in studio. We'll hit on the Huskers coming out of this break right up, coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comment solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Qualify for a new career in just 6 months through the truck driving training program. Truck drivers are still in demand, and Central Community College graduates are successful in the job market with starting salaries of $35,000 a year or more.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
We'll see some sunshine continue across the area today with high temperatures up around the mid-70s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will be mainly clear. We'll dip back to around 31 and hide it up to the low 60s for highs on Friday. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Hi, back, Doug and Daddy Show. Senator Brassley, yes, been a radio superstation. Doug out today at state basketball. Buck Mahoney, a sports editor for the Kearney Hub, in studio with us. Well, Buck, if you want to hear about T.O., I guess they've got the rest 22 hours or whatever to listen the rest of the day and the rest of the week.
Or the whole offseason.
Yeah, the whole offseason, I guess. That's going to consume them. Girls' state basketball is going on. In the last couple of days, though, Buck, the All-RMAC teams were announced. You follow those teams, know them very well. I did not realize Jade Meads, who ends up being the RMAC Player of the Year, to be the sixth or seventh loper woman ever to do that, I did not realize that she... I knew she was a good player, probably an all-RMAC quality player, but to be named the league basically MVP was really a shock to me. You don't think it's that big of a shock?
No, I... excuse me. The Lopers were 17-3 when she played, 3-5 when she didn't play. That just shows you how much she was worth to the team. What surprised me was that she got Player of the Year because the 8 games that she missed were the games against the West Division. So half the coaches in the league
didn't see her
play this year. They've seen her play in the past. And she was the preseason Player of the Year. So, you know, they had an idea. And I think they recognized the fact that, you know, Kearney won the East Division after she came back from her injury.
See, I guess I think a lot of people out there going, well, she was injured for, and I said 5 games. You said, no, she was injured for 8 games.
Yeah, she sat out 8 games.
So you got a fourth of the season. She's not even playing, but yet she's recognized. I mean, that really says something about her and the impact she's made on this team. And then you put up the record, 3-5 without her. You know, this is a team kind of on a roll right now. How far do you see this team going?
That's a good question. I think they've got a 50-50 chance of winning the RMAC. Fort Lewis is still pretty good. Fort Lewis will give them a battle. That'll be a 50-50 game. Then you go into the regional. The Northern Sun teams have probably had a better year overall. They're a little deeper than the RMAC. But they're not that much better.
You know, it's not like in years past where you just knew you're against a monster.
No, there's no North Dakotas in there.
Well, and, you know, I think there's always been that in the back of their mind. You know, I didn't think that's in the back of Carol Russell's mind. You know what? We can literally play as well as we can play. Something's going to happen on the other side. That may not be the case anymore.
Right. Even Amy Stevens used to just sit there and go, if we were in any other region other than North Dakota State, you know, we'd be a Final Four kind of team. But, of course, we could never get to the Elite Eight because we couldn't get past North Dakota or North Dakota State. Well, now that they're Division One, South Dakota State's Division One, and successful.
What, 16th in the country?
Now that those schools are gone, it has opened everything up.
You know, it's not like South Dakota State. They've always got those local players up there. And, they gravitate towards those schools because it's a big deal in South Dakota. It's not like they go to Florida or California and find players. The majority of those kids are homegrown talents. To be 16th in the nation for being a program that just got to Division I like they have, that's amazing in its own right. I mean, to even be recognized
four or five years in,
that's who UNK had to go against. There was zero chance. Now, thank God, that's gone. I just think not the RMAC, Division II, and I know it has, with the economy, it's certainly not going to change anytime soon, with the regionality, if you will, of the way things are, we're always getting penalized for living where we do and for being the team that we are, because there's other regions that are so much weaker, and every year it seems like one of these teams advances to the championship game.
Right. I've watched the Elite Eight here the last 2 years, and one of the first things you realize is that Kearney's even with those teams, a lot of those teams. And you go, boy, if we were in the Northeast or if we were in the Southeast, not the complete Southeast, but the Eastern Regional, Northeastern Regional.
And basically, there's 8 regionals around there.
Right. And you look every year and you go, that 1 year Texas A&M Commerce came in, and I go, wow, Kearney probably would have beat them by double digits. You know, Alaska Anchorage got to the semifinals last year. Kearney beat Alaska Anchorage.
But you're locked in this region, and you're battling monsters, and you can't slay the giant to get the opportunity to advance. And, you know, and that's too bad. Maybe this is a type of year that builds enough confidence for these younger players. Obviously, Meads has done all she can do with this team, and her career will end, but I did not realize 3-5 without her. Those other coaches don't see her, and yet she's still the player of the year. Congratulations to her. A fabulous career and a great honor for the senior going out.
Right. I think she had 7 double-doubles this year in 20 games. You know, that's almost half. Every third game, you got a double-double. That's pretty good.
Loper men, Drake Bronick honored. Pretty obvious selection, I think, the All-Armac team. The team would have been a little bit more successful. You think he probably was player of the year, but it's just one of those deals where probably not going to...
Right. You're not going to have a player of the year coming from a team that didn't qualify for the tournament.
Pretty obvious.
Right. And I think that's pretty obvious in any MVP voting or anything. It doesn't go to, you know, the second baseman from the Kansas City Royals.
fair enough. You know, and Buck, you guys have, you know, you guys do break down. You have players of the year in football and in basketball and the high school level. That makes it difficult this year with basketball being down what it is. The teams that are good are relatively good teams. I don't know that there's any standouts. I mean, you say Mingus would probably be your number one pick on the Ravenna team. But it's not like, ooh, he's, you know, you look at his stats and you go, oh, boy, 25 and 12, and, boy, he kills you every night. Or you look at Axtell and say, I ain't pick a player. It doesn't matter. You know,
yeah, they're pick a player on most and pick a night. You know, the other
there
night,
you go.
The other night.
Eric Johnson, 35.
Right, the night before, Connor Barani.
There you go.
So who do you pick off that team? Do you pick any of them?
There you go. And I think that's going to be a very, very convoluted decision for you guys when it comes down to it because, let's face it, best player around, one-on-one in a gym, maybe right down the road here, in a Reinertsen kid from Gibbon.
Right.
Probably kind of the Drake Bronick situation. They got three, four, five wins, whatever Gibbon ended up with. I mean, it's just a tough decision to make. Is he heads and tails, heads and shoulders above where everybody else is? I don't know that. But you look at the level of basketball that's being played. And, for being down in central Nebraska, and obviously Hastings and Grand Island, you know, Hastings-St. Cecilia, very, very good team. I think you get the teams that are headed to the state tournament now. I think we're seeing pretty fair basketball. I don't think there's anybody at state tournament you look at and go, wow, that team, that's going to be a 40-pointer right off the bat, and they're going to go home. You know, I think it's pretty solid basketball now. But throughout the season, they were just overmatched against some teams that were really, really down.
Yeah. St. Cecilia might be the strongest lock in any class because everybody's so even throughout the state. And, you know, I don't think A's that good. I don't think B's that good. C1, C2, I think are pretty good. I have, you know, D1, D2, as good as they can probably be. I don't know.
Well, I think you're right. I think A, B, down. But I think C1, well, they step up, and maybe Ralston didn't get their full attention. I don't know. You know, I can't be in that Ralston locker room. I think it's interesting to go in and take care of business. You know, they might have been sky high for that game too. Man on man, talent on talent, I think they were probably overmatched a little bit. But they found a way to win, and I think that's what championship teams do. And I think, you know, they win it last year, and they've done everything they've needed to do this year to take care of business to this point. The only thing they got to do is finish it off three more times.
Right. And that's not always easy, but I've got confidence in Kevin Asher.
Well, yeah, I think
I'm not sure why I have confidence in Kevin Asher, but I do.
Hey, we're going to take a short break. We'll talk more basketball when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a lifetime achievement award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels, any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Philly shortstop Jimmy Rollins. I'm here in a Dick's Sporting Goods. I figured out how to transmit defense over the airwaves. And my defense is contagious. Breathe it in. Let it into your bloodstream. Take that defense in. Side effects include fielding grounders and turning double plays.
Spread the D. Get the Nike Air Swingman Remix at Dick's Sporting Goods. Better athlete, better team.
It's a doubleheader of Storm hockey this weekend. The Indiana Ice come to town with former Storm captain Mike Cicci. On Friday, Skeeter Barnes and Storm hockey team up to honor our local heroes for Guns and Hoses night. Then on Saturday, it's the Applebee's auction. Eat at Applebee's now, save the receipts, and use them to bid on prizes at the game. Storm hockey this Friday and Saturday. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm hockey, presented by The Arrow. This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see some sunshine continue across the area today with high temperatures up around the mid-70s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will be mainly clear. We'll dip back to around 31 and hide it up to the low 60s for highs on Friday. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Ah, we're back, Doug and Daddy Show Thursday. Doug out today to state basketball. Derek, you want to give us a rundown of those winners again? And in Class A, I know Lincoln Southeast was a 58-38 winner. Seward advanced in Class B over Omaha Scott.
And when you get into Class C1, actually check that. Let's check Class C2 here. Perkins County defeated Concordia 45-36. And in D2, Chambers defeated Spalding Academy 79-37.
So those are your finals. The first round continues on. 10:45 start time was Adams Central taking on Alliance. That can be heard on 12:30 a.m. Right now. So Doug's out today at state basketball. Buck Mahoney, editor, sports editor for the Kearney Hub, in studio with me. Buck, you've been here since 1984, and it didn't take you. You know, that was back when UNK or Kearney State was making runs towards titles. And one of the most interesting people, it's kind of a fun story because you're new here, relatively new here to Kearney, but they go up against maybe the marquee name, would you say that? One of the marquee names.
One of the marquee names, yeah.
That you've got a chance to get close to, and I guess people find it interesting still to this day when his name comes up.
I interviewed Dennis Rott. He played for, was it Southeast or Southwest Oklahoma?
I think it's Southeast, but it could be the other one. But
Worm Rodman.
But he really wasn't weird and wacky then. He was more shy.
He was shy and pretty quiet. And to be honest, didn't say a lot that was worth using.
But he did score 38.
I think it was 38 points, 19 rebounds, something like that.
And they eliminated Kearney.
They eliminated Kearney. It was a two-point game, one-point game, two-point game.
38-19, Dennis Rodman. Now you go back and some great games in Loper history that you've got a chance to cover, all the way to national title games. But we were talking the other day at lunch, Buck. Great moments this time of year. And yesterday on Jim Rome's Burning, Christian Laettner came back and was talking about the shot against Kentucky and Rick Pitino going down. You know, the long inbounds, the moments. Tyus Edney, the moment. NC State, the pseudo alley-oop to win the national title. Moments, the timeout Chris Webber called. If you go back over time in boys or state girls action, there have been a few of those moments any of those stand out to you?
The one that stands out the most, and it's not a moment, was Andre Woolridge, 50 points in the final with Kenya Crandall as his point guard.
Against Hastings.
Against Hastings. I remember... Was it Woolridge that sat on the rim at the end of the game?
I think Crandall hopped up there.
Was it Kenya? Kenya's always been one of my favorite players. He, you know, the years that he had out here at Kearney, I thought Kenya was
super fun to be around. Just always a smile on his face.
He had some big games, too. He had a game at Northern State right after he'd blown his knee. And Northern State, if you're following them right now, their coach was in the bad car accident and now has cancer. They found out he has cancer, and he 900 wins or something like that, which if you ever played Northern State at Northern State, you question about 450 of those wins because you know there's no way you were going to win up there. But Kenya Crandall led the Lopers to a victory at Aberdeen, and that on one leg, you know, basically
willed them to win
the whole game. And I think that's one of the best games that I ever saw. It was up there in Aberdeen. Like I say, you don't win up there.
You know, Doug was talking to us the other day in girls action, and it was an Ord game, and I can't remember the team that he said that started counting down 5, 4, 3. Well, there's 30 some seconds left. And the girl fires up the ball from basically the star on the divani floor, doesn't draw any iron. I mean, just not even close. And, you know, of course, everybody's kind of embarrassed. The other crowd knows that they did what they wanted to do. Well, it's the same girl gets the ball again, this before half. 5, 4. Well, there's like 10 seconds left. Well, with 5 seconds, she buries a 25-footer. Pulls up and shoots another one. You know, those things that get people on runs. You know, in about 91, I believe it was when Lincoln Christian ran a pick play on the baseline versus Grant in the finals. You know, just a crazy, there's no way they should have won the game right at the end. And it's, they get a foul call, go down, make two free throws, stolen inbounds. You know, something like that happens right at the end. But I think a lot more, you know, the half-court shots come to mind, and these deals are brought up. You know, here and there you remember big, you know, big things happening. You know, at state basketball, everybody remembers Coach Etzel Miller, that's now at Southern Valley, his team at Ogallala, that slayed Wahoo to knock off that streak in a sellout on Friday night at the Devaney Center. Chad Spady on that team. You know, some great memories from the state tournament that, you know, that I think make or break teams and visions you have of teams. I remember Jeremy Kildare, Skyler, 52, was it against Lexington?
Lexington, I covered that one.
52, an amazing game at Pershing Auditorium.
He always seemed to be open, and he never missed.
I mean, long bombs. Yeah. I mean, just didn't matter. Every time he touched the ball, it went up and went in. But, you know, state tournament time brings it out, and I'm sure people remember that were there today, KK Hauser, 1 point away.
Talking half-court shots, I can't remember the year, but Cambridge, the Kubik sisters, hit 2 half-court shots, and that was against Pleasanton in the semifinals at Pershing.
In back-to-back quarters or something?
It wasn't at the end of the game, but it was at the end of the quarters, and they threw up half-court shots, and I think it was Stacy and Jamie each made one.
See, those, you know, things come back, and obviously you've been here since 84, covered some interesting games and memories. Have you ever heard of controversy like that happened in the Sandhills?
Not at state. I've heard a lot of complaints about refs, but nothing.
But I mean,
to that extent, no.
But I'm not. You know, I think it goes back to and obviously we talked Monday and Tuesday about the Sandhills, Thedford and Franklin. It was a call that had to be made at, I mean, you got three officials together. If they had 2 days to think about it, would they have done it differently? I got to think maybe they would have redid it. Did they do it by the book? Just a weird, in a million years, that would never happen again.
I think they did it by the book.
No, I think they did it perfectly by the book. I think they would have done it differently had they had a day to think about it and said, the book's not right in this, you know. We'll see if Sandhill Stedford can advance later today. Playing out there, 23-0, obviously not probably what a 23-0 team is, like a Fall City or somebody like that that goes through a schedule like that.
You're insulting my homeland.
I know it's your homeland. I'm not making fun of.
I probably know some of the parents of those kids from Stedford. You know that?
I'm not making fun of Sandhill Stedford. I'm cheering for Sandhill Stedford, as I'm sure if you look at it, Franklin probably will cheer for them. You know, they're the team that knocked them out. They'll probably join that bandwagon and cheer for them down there as well. But we'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, wrap things up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
I'm Alan Batchelder, and I've got the world's worst commute.
Quaker State wants to know, who has the world's worst commute?
27 miles of tunnels, bridges, elevated highways.
It can take 2.5 hours.
I feel sorry for my engine.
Tough commute? Then get an oil that goes way beyond industry standards. Quaker State delivers 2 times better wear protection by bonding to metal surfaces. Quaker State. Real, durable oil. 2 times better wear protection based on Sequence 4A test using SAE 5W30.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges right out of the box without IT expertise at a price that any business can afford. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances. That's 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn 4 times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some sunshine continue across the area today with high temperatures up around the mid-70s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will be mainly clear. We'll dip back to around 31 and hide it up to the low 60s for highs on Friday. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
We're back Thursday, Doug and Daddy show. Girls' Day basketball going on. But the Huskers destroy Iowa State in the second half last night, really for a, well, it's a much-needed win, I guess, for NIT-bound Nebraska. That's about as good as you can say it, I think, at this point. But as good as the win was on senior night, as many points, as well as they shot, as well as they played defense, 6'11", 265 Christopher Niemann. The German kid that, you know, that Nebraska fans waited for next season, before the game even begins, him and Diaz stay after practice to get some more work in. No contact. He didn't lock knees. He didn't step on somebody's foot. No contact. Blows his knee out. Now, surgery scheduled for next week. Doc Sadler's just got to be left there shaking his head, doesn't he? I mean, yeah. What can go right? I mean, the NCAA won't help him out with getting people in that he thinks he's got qualified. They think they've got two darn near seven-footers coming in to help the small team next year. It's got to be a sick taste in his mouth.
The good news is it happened now, not the, the 15th of October.
Well, he will have surgery next week, 6 to 9 months expected recovery. So, obviously, 6'11", I got to think it's probably on closer to 9 months. I mean, it's not the, Cookie Miller has a knee injury. He's back, 3 weeks from Tuesday. 6'11" has it done. It's a different deal. But so there's the bad news for Nebraska basketball. Also, last night, out having a cocktail, and somebody says to me, this is an actual conversation took place. Do you see what Kansas did to Missouri last week? Boy, does self have them playing. The freshmen are coming around. Look for this team to make a run. Look for this team to be a thorn in the tournament. Then they go out and not only get beat, get crushed at Texas Tech. Crushed.
In college basketball, in college athletics, period, anytime you're on the road, you're vulnerable. And that's my big rub with the BCS. They take, in football, they take no account for home games versus road games. Look at Nebraska. When they go on the road, it's a lot scarier than when they're playing in Lincoln. And same with Kansas basketball. And they leave the fog.
But 19? Texas Tech?
Al McGuire used to say there's no upsets at home.
Well, so then you look at Missouri, who they just crushed, and you think, oh, my gosh, there's a team reeling. There's, Oklahoma coming to town. My goodness, there's no way. Boy, their confidence is shattered. There's no way they'll compete. Well, they say, here, Blake Griffin, punch in the face. There are more teams, and Doug and I ran them down, and he said, who has a chance in your mind to win the national title? And he went, started down. But, yes, yes, no, no. I think that there's about 20 teams, if you get on the right roll, and maybe you're on the right side of the bracket where some things happen. I mean, I don't think, a team's going to come out of nowhere and slay a North Carolina or whatnot, but when things happen in that tournament, I think this year it could come someone out of nowhere and win this thing.
This year, a fourth seed could easily win the tournament.
Yeah,
a lot of that's got to do with everybody leaving early for the pros. Your talent level is not, not your pool isn't smooth anymore.
Well,
riding waves, and it's a wide open deal.
I think one more wide open. And last night you thought you had Kansas and you thought you had Oklahoma. You figured out those two teams. Well, now they're right back with everybody else. And maybe North Carolina win last night, but not really convincing win. 6-8 points over Virginia Tech on the road. Probably a good win.
Big win if you're
big win on the road, I guess. Buck, thanks for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good to have you in studio. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy the rest of the state girls tournament. We have four finals for you. Southeast a winner, 58-38 over Omaha Westside. Seward a winner in Class C2. Perkins County over Concordia. And Chambers has defeated the 8 seed Spalding Academy. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve Anderson from Fauna Park set to join us. We'll be back 23 hours from now, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.